Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson has rejected the Scottish government's request for another referendum on independence. Scottish nationalists had wanted this vote because the UK is leaving the European Union at the end of the month against the wishes of many Scots. They say Scottish nationalism reflects an international and inclusive culture. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports.
When supporters of the Scottish National Party march for Scottish independence, they dress in tartan kilts and play bagpipes. Teresa Duffesy of the pro-independence group iAberdeen says Scots are very serious about being Scottish.
There's all the tartan, the bagpipes, the this, the that, the accents, whatever, the history. And that is so true. But there's a phrase in Scotland, we're all Jock Tamson's bairns, which means doesn't matter where you're from, we're all part of humanity.
She says Scotland cannot truly live by these words unless it breaks away from the UK.
It's not just independence for the sake of it. If the UK was a fair, democratic place, which was more welcoming, I wouldn't be so bothered.
Scots voted against independence in a 2014 referendum. But another iAberdeen member, Leo Marwick, says that's because many voters believed that the UK would remain in the EU and not turn against migrants.
I want people to feel welcome from every corner of the world. I want people to feel like this is just as much their home as it is my home.
Unless they're English, jokes Ben Jackson of Oxford University. He's writing a book about Scottish nationalists.
They are trying to define themselves against England rather than against Europe, whereas English nationalism is defined against Europe. So in some ways, Europe is used almost instrumentally by Scottish nationalists to provide an alternative framework in which Scotland could succeed in the world as an independent nation.
But that word, nationalism, does carry some ugly connotations.
Nasty, racially exclusive, blood and soil political rhetoric.
Nassim Mir studies nationalism at the University of Edinburgh. He points to governments in Hungary or India as using nationalism to marginalize ethnic or religious minorities.
You find in Scotland that ethnic minorities claim a sense of ownership over Scottish national identity. The Scottish National Party sees Scotland as being a kind of a rainbow nation, a mosaic, whatever you want to characterize it.
Language is one reason. All Scots speak English, whereas other separatist nations like Catalonia hang on to their own language.
Language often underpins a claim to nationhood, especially in the context where there's declining numbers of speakers. That's not remotely a challenge in Scotland.
Fewer than 60,000 Scots speak or sing Scottish Gaelic. So few, in fact, that Mir says more Scots actually speak Punjabi and Urdu. Like Mohammed Sabtan Mughal, who calls himself Scottish Pakistani as he cooks curries at his restaurant in Edinburgh.
19 years too, I live in the Scotland. I'm 100% with Scotland.
He moved here from the north of England, where he says he never did feel English.
Did you feel it?
Right, no problem.
At a nearby barbershop, civil engineer Archie Emanuel says Scotland feels just as comfortable as his native Ghana.
I call myself Afro-Scot.
Afro-Scot. An independent Scotland may not exist anytime soon, he says. But being Scottish is here to stay. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Aberdeen, Scotland.